Boop and her brother, who was stationed at an Air Force base. She was 18 at the time, and he had been out of college for some years, and they married, I think, the next year.
That's interesting. Did your mother work?
No.
And you've already told me your father's occupation.
Right.
I need to go way back to your grandparents. Your mother's parents. Where were they born?
In Europe. I don't know where. Probably in what was once Poland, or what maybe is Poland. I don't know. Or Russia somewhere. In that part of the continent.
Do you know anything about their education?
No.
Do you know about their occupation?
This is my mother's parents. Her father was in the garment business in New York. My mother was the ninth child. She was the baby. When she was born, her mother was 45. And she never really knew her father as a well man, but when he was well, that's what he did. Her mother died when she was, I believe, 11 years old. And I really don't know that much about him other than that.
Well, that's interesting. My father was the ninth child and the youngest in his family. Your father's parents?
He was from a town, I believe it's called Brestotov, Poland, which is Russia now. And his mother was from Tennessee, and he came over here, I know, at the turn of the century with his brothers from Russia. They landed in Savannah and later came over to Albany. They were peddlers, and through perseverance or whatnot, they were able to save money and one day open a department store here and were very successful. Called it Present Brothers, and eventually sold the business to what was Belk's in the town. They just changed the name of the store. And he was a very successful man in Albany. My grandmother, I don't really know, you know. I knew she came from Tennessee, and she never really heard
from
her.
From where in Tennessee?
I don't know, Lebanon. Wherever that is, I've never heard of it other than Lebanon, Tennessee. It's a little town, and obviously, and I never knew anything about her background.
Right. You're not married now?
No.
Yeah, I think so. I'm getting action on the meter, or whatever it is. What do you think about Albany? How do you feel about living in, certainly not a small town anymore?
No, I remember growing up here. I guess everybody's fond of most people, I guess, are fond of the place where they grew up as a child. I have very fond memories of it, and I don't know when that got to the point in my life when I was going away to school in Jacksonville, then later on I spent a lot of time in Atlanta, and then later in Athens. I don't know, I kind of got to see other parts of the country, or the South, or whatever, and Albany didn't seem to hold much for me. I thought it was, I've always considered myself philosophically a moderate to a liberal, and that didn't seem to be what Albany was, and just the general thinking of the people, it didn't seem to jive with what I perceived my thinking to be. Anyway, I never really wanted to come back. You know, I disliked it, but I never really wanted to come back. And, but, you know, as things presented themselves to me in my life, I found that my best means for making a living